Control number three, take control of your excuses. A few years ago, I was speaking to a group of about 100 people about investing. They were between the ages of 25 to 35, bright, well-dressed, most had college degrees and good jobs. For a group that seemed to have everything going for them, they whined about whatever I had to say. For example, when I said, I usually look at 100 properties before actually acquiring one. Immediately, a young woman raised her hand and said, 100 properties? Who has time for that? Letting that comment go, I continued on with financing a property. I explained that I sometimes used a larger down payment just to keep my debt-to-equity ratios in line. Immediately, a hand went up, and this time a young man said, But what if you don't have any money for a down payment? I still have student loans to pay off. Before I could say anything, another young man stood up and said, Real estate won't work for me. I have credit problems. With that, I stopped the class. Look, I said, I know this was advertised to be a talk on investing in real estate, but before I go on, I want to offer you a lesson far more important than making money with real estate. I'm going to share with you a very important lesson from Rich Dad. With that, I turned and wrote on my flip chart the question, What do you want to be when you grow up? Turning to the group, I then asked, Who would like to say what they wanted to be when they grew up? I wanted to be a medical doctor, said one of the women, and I became one. Good. Anyone else? My dad wanted me to go into business with him, but after college I opened my own business, said a young man. Okay, I replied. Now, when Rich Dad asked his son Mike and me that question, he was not talking about what professions we wanted to enter when we grew up. He was asking us if we wanted to grow up to become more honest or less honest, more reliable or less reliable, have more integrity or less integrity. That is what he wanted to find out when he asked that question. There was a long, silent pause. Finally, someone asked, You mean honesty and integrity really are important in investing? Well, I can't speak for everyone, but to me it is, I replied. But I'm not just talking about investing. I'm asking if honesty, reliability, and integrity are important to you. Well, of course they are. Then let me pass on a lesson from Rich Dad, I responded. Turning to my flip chart, I wrote in quotes, Excuses are lies you tell yourself. Putting my marker down, I turned back to the group. Today I heard people saying, I don't have time, I don't have money, my credit is bad. Are those lies or truths? Well, I don't have the money, shouted the young man who had used that excuse. That's a fact, that's not a lie. And who has time to look at 100 stupid properties, said the young woman. I have a business to run and kids to feed. When I say I don't have time, I don't have time. I'm busy, I'm not lying. All right. Rich Dad's lesson on growing up is about to begin, I said, smiling. Rich Dad told me years ago that if I wanted to grow up to be an honest person, I had to become more and more honest, not stay the same. In other words, I had to be tougher on myself by being more honest with myself. For example, when I personally use the excuse, I have no time, a more honest and truthful statement is that I am not willing to make the time. So instead of making an excuse, you become more honest with yourself, asked one of the participants. Exactly, I said. Years ago, Rich Dad taught his son and me that all excuses are lies. Upon hearing that, the young man sat back in his seat and said quietly, I get what you're saying. So growing up means not using the facts of our lives as excuses for our lives. If we do that, we become more honest. You're getting it, I replied. What Rich Dad was saying is that as you grow up, be more honest with yourself. Raise the standards on yourself. If you don't, your life stays the same. But what about me? I am busy. I really don't have any time, especially to go looking at 100 properties. Then just be honest about it, I said. Just say, I'm not going to make the time. So all you are saying is stop whining, complaining, and acting like babies? That's a great way of saying it, I said. Well, not everyone is rich like you with all the free time and money in the world, said someone from a back row. Smiling, I said, I would not have the free time and money if I had let excuses be truths instead of lies, I said. I too started without any money. I too had mountains of debt, nearly $1 million. And I too am busy. And you would still have those problems if you had used those problems as excuses, said the woman with no time. I get what you're saying. Excuses hold us back, no one else. That's correct, I said. Rich Dad often said excuses are the words coming from the loser in you. So by being more honest with your excuses, that honesty allowed the winner in you to take over, said the woman with no time. If you are truthful with your excuses, then the loser shuts up and the winner can be heard. Exactly, I said. And the more the winner in you speaks, the more you grow up. But first, you need to be willing to raise your own standards. So how can I find more time? Asked the woman with no time. Great question, I said with a big smile. The winner in you is now talking.
It is?
I am? Said the woman with no time in confusion.
Sure.
Instead of complaining to me that you have no time and letting the loser in you speak to you, the winner in you is asking me how I found the time. If the loser speaks, you learn nothing, but if the winner speaks, you might learn something. So that is how you find the money even when you have no money, said the man with no money. You got it, I said. Look, we all have the same amount of time. We all have 24 hours in a day. A winner just finds ways of making better use of that time. And a loser lets not having enough time be the excuse for not getting things done. Rarely have I ever invested in a piece of property when I had enough money. And I often have credit problems because I always want to borrow as much as possible when I find a great real estate investment. So how do you find the time to look at 100 properties? Asked the woman with no time. Good question, I replied with a smile. I estimated that I look at approximately 300 to 500 properties a year. I may not buy anything that year, yet I still look. Sometimes looking at a property may simply be looking only at the sales flyer the real estate agent puts out on the property. The analysis might take less than 5 minutes of my time. Sometimes I will spend 3 months chasing one deal and then have it fall apart. So time is relative. The point is, I am always looking. Regardless of how busy I am, I always look. So you don't always buy, said the man without money.
No.
In fact, rarely do I buy. But it costs you nothing to look. So how do you find the money when you find a deal, especially when you do not have any money? Asked the man without money. Well, that is where right-brained creativity comes in. Not having money after finding a great investment is how I gained most of my financial education. You'd be surprised how intelligent you become when you must use your creative mind to solve financial problems. Solving financial problems or challenges increases your financial intelligence. I have money today simply because I did not let not having money be an excuse. Even though I had no time, I still looked at property, even if it was only for a few minutes. Every time I looked at a property, even if only from a sales information sheet, I would analyze the deal, working on how I could turn this piece of real estate into an asset that put money in my pocket. That is what made me rich. Money did not make me rich. Investing time when I had no time and investing money when I had very little money is what made me rich. So excuses don't make you rich. Excuses keep you poor, said the young woman in the front row.
Well said, I replied with a great big smile.
The class had gotten a lesson far more important than how to invest in real estate. I could tell that most of them got the lesson about the importance of growing up to be more honest by being more truthful with themselves.